But first, the man from Bournemouth calling on people accused of speeding offences to check the evidence against them. James Wolford from Bournemouth was accused of three separate speeding offences at Hulls Bay Speed Camera over a three-month period last year. But the photographs from two of the three alleged offences were deemed inconclusive by the judge. James Wolford spoke to us, as you heard in the first hour of the show, about why he thinks that more people should obtain the evidence against them first.
They sent out three different sets of photographs. Now, the photographs that they sent out were two of them. You couldn't read the number plate whatsoever. I mean, you couldn't even tell that the van had a number plate on it because there was such a blur. You certainly couldn't see who the driver was. And on the other one, you could sort of half make out the number plate. So I thought it best probably to plead guilty on that one.
So Sarah Barnard is a Southampton-based solicitor and joins us live on BBC Radio 7 this morning. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
There's lots of things that come out of this story, actually. When we first heard James's case, we thought it was more a question of the fact that he provided the photos himself, or prosecution didn't have them, and the judge couldn't make them out. But since then, it's developed a bit more into the case that the photos that the prosecution have are of higher definition than the ones that are sent out to members of the public. I wonder what your reaction is to that.
It's not unusual. Quite often the photographs the prosecution have are better because the copying system employed by the police, or basically a photocopy of them by the CPS, can't reproduce the quality. It's the same on all criminal cases, that the photographic evidence the CPS have is always of better quality than the defence because of poor copying facilities.
But here's the rub. In these circumstances, the onus is on the defendant to prove their innocence rather than the other way around. So therefore, you get the letter, don't you, saying, you know, if you decide to question this speeding fine, it's sort of down to you to make the running. You then get a picture that isn't of such good quality, but you then get to court and find there's a better quality picture. Is that fair?
Well, no, what I make clear is that, no, it's never your responsibility in English law to prove you're innocent. It is for the Crown Prosecution Service to prove you are guilty. And to that end, they must produce evidence that a court can say, beyond reasonable doubt, even in a motoring case, that that is the offender and that is what you've done.
But the judgment about whether you proceed with this, because obviously the way it's presented to motorists is, you know, of course, if you do go ahead with this, you will land up with a bigger fine and more points on your licence. So the whole thrust of this is along the lines of maybe you shouldn't bother, because if you do, it's going to cost you more.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the entire thrust of it.
That's why I'm asking whether that is moral. Is that morally right?
No, it's not morally right, and it's not what English law says. But in recent years, there has been a huge amount of pressure to speed things up in the criminal justice system and effectively improve conviction rates by saying if you do not plead guilty at your first opportunity, even if the evidence isn't there to prove you've done anything at all or you haven't done anything, if you contest it, you will get a more severe penalty, you will have to pay more. And that's across the board. It's not just motorists, it's everyone accused of anything. And the pressure is immense on people. They have to make a decision at their very first hearing. And to be quite honest, paperwork given to anybody at a first hearing is pretty dire. It isn't always complete. I mean, sometimes, yeah, it isn't always that. I'm saying it's pretty dire. It is, pretty much.
Well, this is what the judge said in this case. He looked at James. Interestingly, James has sent the photographs. They were so poor, the judge threw it out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the bottom line.
Yeah.
And the other bottom line on this story is if James, you know, so many people may just say roll over, basically, and take it. James
didn't.
And just think, if he had decided not to contest it, he'd have got 9 points on his licence.
Yes. Yeah. And the difficulty is that, putting it politely, everyone is under the same pressure.
Right.
They want the criminal justice system to speed up. They don't really care if people are innocent or guilty. And I know it sounds horrid, but they don't. Because with motoring offences, there's no availability of legal aid. People will have to pay for their own defence unless they conduct it themselves. That is expensive, because unfortunately it is. It's the way things are. So, yes, there's a huge amount of pressure, especially on motorists, to roll over, play dead, say, I'll take 3 points and a £60 fine because it's more convenient. No, it's not right.
Do you know, I feel like we've lifted up a brick and found something rather unpleasant under it today, because you're clearly saying this isn't just motoring offences where this is happening. Are you telling me there are lots of people who are convicted of things generally who actually shouldn't be? Because on the basis that everyone rolls over and the system now needs to process people so quickly. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying there's lots of people, because a lot of people say, no, actually, I'm not going to plead guilty. You either prove your case or I didn't do it, you prove it.
Right.
But yes, there are people that I'll see at court that say, I've been accused of this, I can't afford to contest it, I can't afford the time off work, I'm going to plead guilty. And you say, well, you shouldn't do that. You're not guilty. You shouldn't do it. I can't afford it. I'm going to plead guilty.
Fascinating. What's your, therefore, Sarah, what's your advice to someone where they genuinely believe that they weren't in a motoring offence, and obviously you're clearly implying there are other offences as well, which is scary, but in a motoring offence where you don't believe you're behind the wheel, but sorting it out, getting it done, going to court is such a faff that you don't bother. What do you say? What would you say to them?
I think you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah?
I think you're making a huge mistake, because the impact... Say you commit another criminal offence, bearing in mind that most points stay on the licence for 3 years, they come off after four, except drink driving offences, which stay on for 10 years. If you commit another offence and you start totting, you could be disqualified for 6 months, you could be disqualified for longer, you could lose your job, it has an immense impact, and... insurance contributions go up. No, I wouldn't.
And final quick thought. Do we need to change the system, therefore? Because you're telling me the spirit of English law is that you're innocent until proven guilty. But sorry, hearing you this morning, it's clearly the other way around when it comes to something like a motoring offence. That's the way it seems, as you remember the public.
It's the way it seems. We don't need to change the law. We need to change the emphasis on the system.
Right.
It needs to change away from being prosecution-minded to being... even-handed,
right.
I think is the right way of putting it.
Sarah, I feel another show coming, or maybe a big conversation where you join us in the studio on this, because I think it's a really interesting subject. So let's regroup on this. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Sarah Barnard is a Southampton-based solicitor joining us live on air. If you feel strongly about this particular subject, we are going to come back to it, because we're getting some interesting stories coming through on our texts and emails, which we need to check first, but we want to do on air. So please keep your stories coming in. Julian Clegg at bbc.co.uk. You can go to the Julian Clegg Breakfast Show Facebook page to join in our conversations. Text me, text Solent, and your message to 81333, or just pick up the phone.